Hey there, everybody. This is Professor Samuel Colton, and welcome to another edition of Welders Without Borders podcast, New Beginnings, New Year 2019. Exciting to be here. So glad I'm able to start the new year with all of my listeners. You know, you might hear a little background noise, some road noise, and that's the whole idea of today's podcast. Our theme today is safety check. That's right. You know, we talk about safety. Well, how about safety check? Check out your welding gear and check out your welding equipment. So I'm down here at my local tire store, and I'm getting some tires put on my car. And, you know, I got thinking, you know what? Tires and tire check kind of go along with welding and welding equipment check. But, hey, before I get too far in today's podcast, I just want to say a big shout-out or give a big shout-out to all the hardworking welding students at Ray High School District and all the students that attend there from Hayden and the Ray students. You know, there's kids that come in there from all up and down the Copper Corridor and Dudleyville, Hayden, Winkleman, of course, the city of Kearney, town of Kearney. Anyway, big shout-out to all of you guys. So proud of you and all the work you're doing to become welders and be future welders without borders. But hey, let's talk about checking out your equipment. So our earlier episode, we talked about your safety equipment, your PPE, personal equipment, and making sure that all your shade densities, helmets, earplugs, head covering, jackets, gloves, all in good repair. You know, sometimes I get into shops and schools, other places where welding's going on, and gee, guys, you look terrible. Your clothes are not well maintained. Boots are kicked down to the steel toes. You really don't look like the kind of great welding professionals that we want representing our industry. But also, it's just not safe. You need to take a good look at all of your personal equipment, clean it up, shape it up, get down to your welding distributors, get yourself some new gloves. You know when a guy shows me a pair of gloves and says, you know, see these horrible looking gloves? I've been welding with them for 5 years. I'm a little embarrassed for that welder, because good gloves mean good welds, and I don't care who you are, you need to think about that. Keep yourself looking presentable for safety's sake. Your family deserves that. And take a few pictures of yourself also for posterity. So now let's just switch up. Let's take a look at our equipment. You know, sometimes we really go into shops and I just see the equipment's been so abused. You know, people lay down hot metal on the equipment, they're scratching up the painted surfaces. But worse is the terminal lugs, their DENS connectors are damaged and they're loose, and they're really just asking for an electrical short. Well, let me give you a little story. I had a piece of inverter equipment, and it's top of the line. We probably paid $5,000 for that machine. And, you know, the terminal lugs were getting loose. And so I got it serviced and got it all tightened up and tweaked up. And, you know, the repair technician, I was picking up that welder, says, you know, Mr. Colton, it's a good thing you took good care of this welder and got it serviced. He goes, the start card, you know, because remember, these new inverter welders are like little computers. He says the start card alone for that welder is $1,200. And if it's a problem further in, start card has to be replaced to troubleshoot secondary circuits. So you want to take care of these welders. You know, don't beat them up. Show them some respect. Same on your cables. You know, if you've got cables that are frayed, been cut, remember, no splices closer than 10 feet to the electrode holder at the end of the terminals. Check your ground clamps. You know, it's all about a good electrical connection. So if you've got a ground clamp that's all spattered up, I've been in shops where they've beat a piece of copper tubing down, made it into a fish hook, and they're hanging it on their job, and that's their ground. And I remember one time I was doing a plant audit, and I reached down just to check the cable, and the cable was so hot I almost burned my hand. So just like you check your tires on your car and rotate them and your brakes, because your family's riding in and you want them to be safe, well, the same goes for your equipment. Look at how your equipment's strung out. Make sure that your cables are in good repair, good order, especially electrical supply systems. If you're on a job site and you've got gangs of welders working, absolutely, you know and your superintendent should know, always make sure qualified electricians are doing all the hookups. Make sure all your equipment's got ground fault circuit interrupters, your secondary equipment, all your grinders and power tools. Guys, check your equipment. Think about it. Just like you check your car, Just like you make sure you got the child restraint seats, all of that. It's no different for equipment. Be safe out there. Weld safe, weld straight. This is Professor Samuel Colton with Welders Without Borders, Soldadores Sin Fronteras. No borders on Earth or in space. We'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned for more. Goodbye. Just a reminder to everybody that you can follow us on Facebook at Welders Without Borders. You can follow us on LinkedIn. And, of course, at www.welderswithoutborders.org. Thanks for being one of us.